him sometimes if need be. But that's how we're going into it, and that's how we're just going to play as hard as we can.
Matt said he wants to get the ball more to you. Is that reassuring for you moving forward over the next few games?
Yeah.
Kendall bought Matt some headphones before the season.
Dang. Really?
That's what he said.
Some sweet hits.
So we bribing quarterbacks now, Kendall? I don't bribe quarterbacks, man. You know, I just let my work talk and speak for itself. I don't need to bribe quarterbacks in order for them to. Maybe that's why he got so many touchdowns this year.
Have you been able to talk with Matt this week just about getting involved in the offense a little bit more?
Nah, I mean, just stuff has been carried on as planned. We've been running the offense as planned. I mean, there's no really need to talk to him. I mean, we got different plays and plays that are going to work for us this week, so those are things we need to execute.
Jared, you're handling this thing really well, a little sense of humor here and stuff. I mean, does it bother you, though, that it kind of got out that things might not be peachy keen here?
Who said things weren't peachy keen?
Well, I mean, if an agent asks for a trade, it doesn't sound peachy keen.
Who said an agent asked for a trade?
That's what the reports have been. That's what the Titans have talked about, too.
What? I really don't give a damn. I don't even care. I mean, it is what it is. Everything's fine. I'm cool. Like I said, I want to win, man. That's the big thing. I want to go to the playoffs for once. I just want to win games.
So that's the biggest thing. That winning is all. That's everything, basically. It's all competitive guy, basically.
That's what this game is about, ain't it?
Yeah.
It's about winning, right? I mean, we're not here to lose. We're here to win as many games as we can to make it to the playoffs and make it the best season we can. So winning is huge, huge. If we were winning, or if we were losing, we'd be nobodies. So, I mean, if we were winning, we'd be everything. So winning is huge.
Aside from that, are you happy with your role?
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
I mean, I guess any competitor probably wants the ball more.
Yeah, I just said that. Like, we have so many tools in this offense that everybody's kind of a star. I mean, there's so many tools. This is an explosive offense to be a part of. It's just kind of hard to get the ball around to everybody.
Do you guys have to, whether it's with Matt or Chris Palmer or whatever, you guys each kind of throw in the, hey, why don't you give me the ball?
I guess I need to start bribing people like Kendall did and buy the quarterback's headphones. I guess I need to buy them like a Rolex or something, maybe.
That's crazy!
So hopefully that'll work.
What opportunities do you present themselves in the past game when a team like Chicago plays 8 in the box?
It's going to be a big part because it's going to be harder for those guys to kind of get downfield and cover. We were watching that on film. Just getting in and out of our routes, getting our route depth, and getting over the top of the linebackers, because a lot of time they mug up. So being able to get over the top of them as they're breaking out late is very key. And being able to get open against these guys is key. I mean, they got a good secondary. We've seen that. So we just got to make sure we're precise in our route depths. And precise and running the correct routes and everything.
Obviously, their linebackers, Briggs in particular, have made some huge plays in the passing game and in pass coverage. Are their linebackers particularly adept at picking up tight ends and defending downfield in the pass game?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like they're bad at it. They have the help over top to that makes it easy for them. It makes their job easy to have good safeties that can cover and roam the field well, and as well good corners that can kind of lock those guys down. So their job of worrying about guys getting behind them or over the top of them is kind of taken care of through their safeties. So, I mean, they're a good defense, obviously. I mean, they've been doing well this year, so we just got to bring our A game.
Thanks, Jim.
Key also knowing that if the ball, you know, bounces off a hand, that they've got a good success rate at grabbing that and taking it the other way.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, he has your boy has 6 picks, Jennings, 6 picks, and they got a ton of them in there in their defensive room as well. So I mean, like I said, we got to come with our A game. We got to be prepared to not make mistakes and just kind of take over the game.